All right, turn again, turn back to Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1. That's the book right before Exodus. Start in the beginning, turn a few pages, you should find it soon. We'll do something a little different. Oftentimes we often read a passage, a verse or several verses or whatever, and then speak on it, but I'm not going to do that this morning. My text passages are found in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 2, and I will not read those passages. What I'd like for you to do is, as I mentioned these first several things, just glance over the verses that I give you, and I believe you will begin to see the crux of these verses. According to God's book, in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 3, which God calls, by Moses' writing, God calls it the first day. It says these words in verse 3. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
Amen.
Genesis chapter 1, verses 6 and 7, which is called the second day. And it means exactly that, because it specifically says the evening and the morning were the first day, the second day, such. Genesis 6, verse 7, 6 and 7 says of the second day, God said, "Let there be a firmament." And it was so.
Amen.
Chapter 1 and verse 9, which God calls the third day. God said, "Let the waters gather together and let dry land appear." In verse 9 it says, and it was so.
Amen.
Also, chapter 1, verse 11, the third day. It says this, God said, "Let there be plant life." And it says, and it was so.
Amen.
Chapter 1, verses 14 and 15, which the book of God calls the fourth day. God said, "Let there be stars, sun, and moon." And it makes this statement, and it was so.
Amen.
Chapter 1, verse 24, which God calls the sixth day. God said to land creatures that they were to be. And it goes on, and Moses writes, and it was so.
Amen.
Now someone will say, well, what about the fifth day? Well, that's mentioned in chapter 1, verse 20 through 23. And it doesn't say that it was so. And I know there are those who love to become so deep, as some said, they're so deep like a well, the light goes out at the bottom of it.
Yeah.
Even though it don't say it was so, and it was so.
Amen.
Good. What about the remainder of the sixth day? What about man, preacher? Mm-hmm. Well, look at chapter 2, verse 7. Chapter 2, verse 7. It says, God formed man from the earth's dust. And God, I believe it means exactly this, God breathed breath into that man's nostrils, and that man became a living soul.
Amen.
So I can say of all days and all things that God created in this universe, when God said, "Let there be," or when God said, or when God acted, it was so.
Amen.
Moreover, we actually see, I won't deal with this, but in chapter 2, verses 21 and 22, also called the sixth day, that God made the woman. He made the woman from man's ribs. One rib. Do I believe that? I believe it because this book says so. And God brought the woman unto the man, and it was so. It was so. He didn't ask Adam if he wanted the woman.
Yeah.
He made her from him and said, "Here she is."
That's
here
right.
Here she is. And it was so. How was it so? Because God is the creator.
Yes, sir.
That's a common word in our day.
Yeah.
But most people really don't get it.
You're right.
Most people really don't get it. Man, beast, fowls of the air, whales, sun, moon, stars did not cooperate with God. God spoke And it all was so.
That's right.
God is the creator. Absolute wisdom. Absolute power. Absolute sovereign.
Amen.
So sovereign was God that he put a tree in the garden and told the man and the woman not to eat of the fruit of that one tree.
Yes, sir.
Knowing full well that they would eat thereof and plunge themselves into ruin.
Amen. You're right.
That's sovereign. That's sovereign.
As
a matter of fact, he didn't tell Adam, if you eat, this is the way false Christianity presents it, that God was saying, Adam, if you eat, that's not what God said. Go back and read it.
Yeah.
He said, in the day thou eatest thereof.
There you go. Amen.
He told him he was going to.
Yeah. Amen.
And God is so sovereign that that did not lessen man's responsibility. In the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. God is the creator. God spoke. God acted. And it all of it was so.
Amen.
Anybody have an idea what the title of my message is? And it was so.
Amen.
That's kind of a self-made title for a message like this, isn't it? God. God is the creator.
Yeah.
The scripture presents him as the potter. And the potter has power over the clay. And it's not about the clay cooperating with the potter. Not when God's the potter.
Yeah.
Now you and I may try to do a little pottery and we may feel as though we got to get the clay to cooperate. But remember, the clay is nothing in and of itself, but whatever it is, and water mixed together.
Yep.
Dirt. Whatever it is.
Yep.
God acted. You remember what the writer of Hebrews said in Hebrews chapter 11. You don't have to turn there, but would you listen to what this said? This one verse. Hebrews chapter 11. It says, verse 3, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed. Now it does not state we know how. But it does state that we know that.
Yeah, amen.
I am not here to try to explain how God did it. I'm here to declare that God did it.
Amen. That's it.
Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God.
Yes. Amen.
God just spoke.
Amen.
And everything that there was originally in those first 6 days was because God said so.
Amen.
So that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So it did not start with a big bang.
That's right.
It started with God. Mm-hmm. It did not start with some minute particle of whatever might have been that men say possibly was there. Whatever banged was when God said, let there be. That was the bang.
That's it.
That's what brought it all into existence.
Amen.
And it brought it all into existence because God said so.
Amen.
As Moses keeps writing over and over again, states it a little differently in a couple places, but in almost every place that we looked at, in every day, except the fifth day, it says, and it was so.
Amen.
The Latin puts it this way about God. I like this. I heard this just a few days ago. The Latin puts it this way. God did this. Dictum factum.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Dictum factum. In other words, the Latin puts it, means this. God, when God decrees, it's done.
Amen.
That's right.
It's done.
Amen.
There is no need for cooperation.
Exactly.
There is no ability for cooperation.
Amen.
God speaks, and it's so.
Amen.
Then man fell in the garden. Yeah. Somebody, there are people who don't realize that. I believe there are those who think, man just gradually kind of became worse and worse. Of course, now we're so civilized today. And yet murder runs rampant in our streets. Don't it? People breaking into the Chick-fil-A or going up to the Pizza Hut to rob it of $15, $20. We didn't come to be that. We were made that back in the garden.
That's right.
That's what Paul says.
Yeah.
And I'm here to declare it, not to try to prove it. Anyone who cannot see that man is a sinner just does not have eyes to see.
Exactly.
Listen to what chapter 5 of Romans says, verse 19. For as by one man's disobedience, read the whole context, you'll see it was one disobedience of one man. Mason, it wasn't just even getting worse and worse. It was one disobedience, one time. For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners.
Amen.
And somebody says, that's not fair. This ain't about fairness. This is about the Creator's way of doing things.
That's right.
This is the way it is. It's just the way it is. And Paul, the writer of Hebrews, I believe, but whoever wrote Hebrews, tells us in Hebrews chapter 7 in verse 9 and 10, this is the way it is.
Yeah.
Because he said that a few hundred years before Levi, one of the sons of Jacob, brother, one of the sons of Israel, paid tithes to Melchizedek. 200 or 300 years before Levi was ever born and came on the scene.
That's right.
How did he do that? It said he was in the loins of his father Abraham.
That's right.
And when Abraham paid tithes to Melchizedek, Levi paid tithes to Melchizedek.
Amen.
That's just the way it is. Now, there's the positive side. Think about this. There's a people that God chose in Christ before the world began.
Yes, sir.
And everything Christ ever did or is doing today, they are doing it in Him.
Amen.
When He does it, they are doing it too. I'm glad for that. While this world boils in hatred against it and cries it's not fair, I thank God for grace,
amen,
not fairness.
Amen.
I thank God for representation,
yeah,
not me, Him asking me to do it myself.
Yeah, that's right.
Because I cannot perform that which a thrice holy God demands. Why? Because I'm made a sinner. I'm made a sinner. You had no choice in the matter, neither did I. That's just the way it is.
Amen.
Then man fell in the garden. But I got a question then. Man fell. I'm not debating that. I'm declaring that. Man fell. Who changed?
There you go. Yeah.
What changed?
Yeah.
Who changed? Man or God?
Exactly.
That's simple enough, ain't it?
Oh, yeah.
Everything changed but God. Everything that it created became cursed, so that even the dust of the ground began to bring up briars and thistles and thorns. Did it not? Even the book says that the stars and the sun and the moon are now not clean in God's sight. They were one day, but they weren't after the fall. Everything changed but God.
Amen.
And God didn't change not one speck.
He's
still the Creator.
Yes, sir.
He's still absolute wisdom. He's still absolute power. He's still absolute sovereign.
Amen.
God was not diminished not one iota through the fall. Everything but God was diminished many times over by the fall. God never changed. Man is now a dead soul. When God first breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, he became a what? A living soul.
Amen.
Man, though he lives physically now by nature, is a dead soul.
That's right.
That's what Paul calls it, Ephesians 2 verse 1. He says, dead.
Amen.
And that deadness is just as real as physical deadness.
Yes, sir.
That, in other words, spiritual death is just as real as physical death.
Amen.
Physical death is the manifestation that spiritual death is a reality.
Exactly. Yeah. That's it.
And every man will die. Unless there are the people remaining when our Lord returns to this earth again. And you and I can't stop it. We can't. We've tried. We do all we can. And there's nothing wrong with trying to take care of your body. Don't you misunderstand me. But you could take care of your body all you want. You could exercise, eat all the right things, do all the right things. You're still going to die and you're going to rot in the ground. The Pharaohs back in their day had some of the greatest embalmers of their of the time. And we still found their dried up carcasses. Did we not? Did we not? No, who changed? Everything changed. What changed? Everything changed but God.
Amen.
And in that same passage, Ephesians chapter 2, it says that there are people who are created in Christ Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Is that not what it says?
Yeah.
That's the same. And Mason, that's the same Creator God.
Yeah.
The spiritual life now, God does not seek man's cooperation.
Yeah.
God breathes into him life. He said through Ezekiel the prophet, I passed by you. I saw you polluted in your own blood. That means you were laying there dead.
Yes, sir.
Bled out. That's what it's talking about. I seen you laying there bled out, and I passed by you, and I seen you like you were, and I said unto you, live.
Amen.
And it don't even say they lived. You know why? Dictum, factum.
Amen. That's right.
Dictum, factum. God decrees, it's done.
Amen.
It's done. Even when a man rebels against God, it's still dictum factum.
Yes, sir.
Do you hear what I'm saying this morning?
Yeah, you're right.
Look at all of Pharaoh's rebellion.
Yes,
God
sir.
Told Moses he's going to do it.
Yes, sir. He did.
And God said, I'm going to harden his heart in the process.
Amen.
And Pharaoh will harden his heart. Why? Because that's the only thing unregenerate man can do.
Exactly.
And the more he or she hears the truth, the harder they become toward it.
Amen.
And unless God Almighty gives you a new heart, that's what the book teaches, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
Unless God Almighty gives you a new heart, you will never, ever know spiritual life.
That's right.
But if God says to you, live.
Amen.
Joe, he don't even have to yell it out.
That's right.
Live. Yeah. Bless God, it will be so.
Amen.
It will be so. Ephesians 2 and 10. Let's read it. Go back and look at it. I quoted a part of it. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10. For we are his workmanship.
Amen.
Created in Christ Jesus, not because of good works, but unto good works.
Amen.
And if God Almighty's created you, you'll have the good works God before ordained that you should walk in.
Yes, sir.
You'll have them. Just like Jonah when he fled from the presence of the Lord.
Yeah.
Wasn't that an evil act? Yes, it was an evil act. It was an act of rebellion. But you know what? There were some old mariners that got to hear the truth of who God Almighty was because of that act of disobedience.
That's exactly right.
Did you know that?
Yes, sir.
Mason, there were a bunch of old shipmen on that ship with Jonah that got to hear the truth of the living God.
Yep.
You see, God will cause even the wrath of man.
Amen.
His disobedience and his rebellion to praise him.
Amen.
Anything that doesn't, he restrains it.
That's right.
We would do much more than we even do now. But God restrains us.
Yes, sir.
Regenerate or not.
Amen.
Elect or reprobate.
That's it.
That is the Creator God.
Yes, sir. Amen.
This begging, effeminate, powerless God forced upon men and women today is not God the Creator.
You're right.
It is not. He is not God the Potter.
Yeah.
He is not God Almighty.
Yeah.
He is not Jesus Christ the Lord.
Yeah.
But the creator of this universe is Jesus Christ the Lord.
Amen.
And he is the potter, the almighty one, the absolute potentate. Someone says sovereignty is not even in the Bible. It uses the word one time and one time only, and that's good enough with God.
Yeah.
Potentate.
Yeah.
Amen.
Potentate. That means sovereign.
Yes, sir.
Sovereign. And it says he's going to show everybody. Right now, we don't all know that's true.
You're right. That's it.
When Adam fell, he plunged us into such darkness that we can't even comprehend God as creator.
Amen. That's right.
And even as a regenerate man this morning, folks, I still don't comprehend that to the degree it is.
You're right. Yeah.
Because when things don't go my way, I murmur and complain. But God, the Creator, is having his way with me.
Amen.
You know the old song? Maybe some of us used to sing. Hopefully some of you didn't ever sing it. But let him have his way with you. He's having his way with you, Pharaoh.
That's exactly right.
He's having his way with you, Jacob, you supplanter.
That's right.
And he'll damn you in hell or he'll save you. And it will be at his sovereign discretion because he's the Creator. So I say that begging, effeminate, powerless God forced upon women, men and women today is not the Creator. And that's the way this world wants it.
Yeah.
They want that God that's not truly the... They want God to have changed just a little bit.
Exactly.
Now there will be. There are many who will say, well, boy, back there, God was God.
Yeah.
But things got so bad, God has to let down just a little bit. God says, I am the Lord, I change not. And you best be glad for that, because if I did change, I'd consume every one of you, sons of Jacob.
Amen.
I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Men refuse what this book says about Christ the Creator. And I mean to say this like I'm about to say it, and they rape the book and defile it.
Yeah.
You hear what I said?
Yeah.
They rape God's book and defile it. Because if one hears the book for what it says about who God is and who man is, it will either drive you to despair of yourself and drive you to Christ, or it will drive you to despair only.
Yeah, you're right.
You hear what I said? I'll say it one more time.
Men
refuse what this book says about Christ, about God, about who they are, about who God is, the Creator. And they rape the book and they defile the book, because if one hears the book for what it says, it will either drive you to despair of yourself and it'll drive you to Jesus Christ, or it will drive you to despair only. And we're so depraved that we say, I will not despair. Therefore, I will not bow to what this says. It must mean something else.
There you go.
You ever just quoted the scripture to someone and said, well, I don't believe it like that.
Exactly. Yes, sir.
We say that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
You're right.
Someone, or, well, I know, I already know that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? God help us. God help us. Therefore, men everywhere distort the book to avoid the fall, to avoid the Creator, or to avoid both. Don't they? That's why they distort the book. To avoid the fall. Well, it's not really as bad as it sounds like. Maybe you people are pushing it too far. We're just reading what the book says.
Amen.
Making a couple statements on it. Verifying Scripture with Scripture. Men everywhere distort the book to avoid the fall, to avoid the Creator, and usually it's an attempt to try to avoid both.
You're right.
Paul even talks about it this way. They worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator. Now, let me ask you. I know they like to point the finger to homosexuals, and believe me, you me, that's mentioned in that book. But look at the rest of the list, that plethora of that list that God calls the reprobate. It's not just some homosexual. It's called disobedient to parents, Joe. It's just as much a sin as homosexuality.
Amen.
And it says God gave them up. It doesn't say God gave up on them. It says God gave them up. It says God gave them over to a reprobate mind. And what is it that they do? What is it? They hold the truth in unrighteousness.
Yeah.
They say just enough Bible to soothe their conscience.
Yeah.
Or at least attempt to soothe their conscience, but they will not bow down to thus saith the Lord. Because the fact that God did say it makes it so, whether I like it or not.
Amen.
Because, and it was so.
Amen.
Question then. Is the Christ I worship, is he that creator?
Amen.
That's the question. There's a lot of people worshiping a Jesus.
Yeah.
But you remember, even Jesus says they're going to be false Jesuses.
That's right.
False Christs. Paul says there's a gospel that's actually not really the gospel, but it is a perversion of the gospel of Christ.
Amen.
You believe the wrong one and you're in trouble. And I'm declaring who the Creator God is, and he is manifested right in the face of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And this book tells us what his face looks like.
That's right.
Doesn't it?
That's right.
Tells
Amen.
Us, and I'm not talking about physical.
Yeah.
Joe, they beat him so bad the physical didn't matter.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes, sir.
But we're talking about who he truly is.
Amen.
When he speaks, that is this Christ that I'm talking about. When he speaks, when he moves, when he acts, it will be done.
Amen.
It will be done. Now look at what the prophet Isaiah said, Isaiah 46. Isaiah 46 and verse 8. Remember this and show yourselves men.
Amen.
You know what he's saying there.
Oh, yeah.
Stand up.
Yeah.
Show your buster.
Uh-huh.
Be a man.
Yeah.
Be a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Be one. Look, remember this and show yourselves men. Bring it again to mind, O ye transgressors.
Exactly.
Most Amen. People right there cut God off, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not that bad. Yeah, you're that bad.
Yes, you are.
And every one of you here this morning, including me, you're that bad.
Amen. That's exactly right.
Even if God saved you by his free, marvelous, reigning grace, you're still yourself that bad.
Amen.
Remember the former things of old.
Yeah.
Isn't that what I'm kind of trying to say here? Remember who God was when he says, let there be light?
Yeah.
What happened? There was light. God said, let there be firmament. What happened? There was firmament.
Yeah.
God said, let there be animals. There was what? Animals. Let there be grass, dust, everything. It was so. God created man, and God did with that man and that woman what he wanted to do with that man and that woman.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Did he not? Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there's none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning.
Amen.
And from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand. And somebody said, but what about? Shut up.
There you go.
Shut up. Because God said, my counsel shall stand.
Amen.
And I will do all my pleasure.
Amen.
If God doesn't do it,
yeah.
then it's because God wasn't pleased to do it.
Amen.
Nebuchadnezzar was brought to see that, wasn't he?
Yes, sir.
He said, those that walk in pride, he is able to abase.
Yes, sir. Amen.
So Jack Meadows, that means if there's a man who dies proud against God, that means God wasn't pleased to bring him down. God was pleased to leave him right where he was. And remember, he's the creator. He's the potter. He's the sovereign. He can do what he will with his own. And we are all his.
Yes, sir.
Elect or reprobate.
That's right.
Regenerate or unregenerate. Pastor or church member. He does with us as he pleases.
Amen.
Everything. Everything. Look at it. Calling a ravenous bird. That doesn't sound like a too pleasant of a bird, does it?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
But not just using. Calling that very ravenous bird.
Right.
You see it? Calling a ravenous bird from the east. And the man that executeth my counsel from a far country. Yea, I have spoken it. I don't care if it's a Balaam.
That's exactly right.
I don't care if it's a Balaam. When I spoke to a man one time about who God was and that God had to give the devil permission to touch Job.
Yes, sir.
And folks, I was just quoting what the book said. And he said, I don't believe that. Do you understand? And this man feels himself to be a Christian.
Yeah, you're right.
But you don't believe God is God?
Exactly.
Call it a ravenous bird from the east, the man that executeth my counsel from a far country. Yea, I have spoken it. Dictum. Mm-hmm. I will also bring it to pass. Factum. I purposed it. Dictum. I will also do it. Factum.
Amen.
You see it? God decrees.
Yep.
It's done.
Amen.
Hearken unto me, ye stout-hearted,
yeah,
that are far from righteousness. There is hope, you transgressors.
Amen.
There is hope. Listen. Yeah. You're far from righteousness.
Oh, yeah.
Far from it.
Exactly.
I bring near my righteousness. Isn't that good news to a bona fide transgressor?
Yes, sir.
Now, I bring near my righteousness. It shall not be far off. And my salvation shall not tarry.
Amen.
Well, you need to be saved in the Lord's day. If he's pleased to save you, you'll be saved in the Lord's day.
Amen.
Because bless God, that's the only day you could ever be saved.
Yeah.
And I will place salvation in Zion for Israel, my glory.
Amen.
So that answers the question.
Yes, sir.
That's who God is. You either believe him as he is or you don't believe him at all.
Amen.
Make up in your own mind your own imaginations, but you're fooling and deceiving yourself if you do so.
Exactly.
Oh God, I need you like you are. Oh God, if Mason, if he does change, I'm a goner.
There you go. That's it.
Oh God, I need you like you are. Oh God, I believe you as you are. Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief.
Amen.
When I do doubt.
Amen.
When I get a little weary. When everybody else around you just could care less about this God. It's just like, well, why by saying anything? You ever been there?
Oh, yeah.
You go to work and you care about the people you work with, and they're religious, they're Christians, but they don't know God.
You're right.
And it's like, yeah, when you try to say something, it's like you're the pariah and you're just trying to be honest with their soul.
Exactly.
Help thou my unbelief. In other words, yeah, God, show me mercy, because that's what I need first.
Yeah.
I need mercy.
Amen.
And then God, correct me. Just correct. Chasten me. That's what chasten means. Correct me. Because remember, every person who is a child of God,
yes, sir,
he does correct.
Amen.
Because if God is not correcting you,
yeah,
then you are illegitimate.
That's right.
You are, as the book calls it, a bastard.
That's what it says. Amen.
You're an illegitimate Christian. You're not a real one.
Exactly.
You're an illegitimate believer. You're a bastard believer, not a real one. That's what the book says. And that's just the way it is.
Amen.
Oh, God, be merciful to me. Correct me. Amen. Father, as we pray, as we sing, Lord, may it be that we honor you as you are in Christ's name. Amen. Let's all stand and sing number 363. This is a song that probably most of us are familiar with, but I think Ellen says it's been a long time since we sang it. But the tune is familiar. 363.